And so I want to ask, what is your intent for this message that you're about to receive? What questions do you have? What issues are in your life right now? Because Kryon tells us, Spirit tells us, that you are known and you are loved by God, the Creator, Spirit, however you wish to pose that question to the all-being, all-knowingness. You are loved and known, and so are your issues and challenges loved and known. And so how do we receive the solutions? It's allowing our intellect to step aside, connecting into your heart center, allowing your breathing to become very slow and rhythmic, allowing that connection to the heart and letting the intellect of the mind drift away into the background. It's always going to be there, but we can just tell that intellect to just be quiet, just soften, just go into the mist of clouds in the background so that we can sit and receive a message that is being given directly for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are always those who would say, this is a message from the other side of the veil. And in those places on the other side of the veil, of course, they have their own reality, and it isn't the human reality, so they have no idea what might be happening on the planet. Dear ones, this is a very old and linear idea. You can track it back to the ancients, who look at God as apart from humans. And humans then are lowly, and they have their own reality, and the gods have no idea. It couldn't be further from what is actually happening. Let me ask you, if you had a scenario where you give birth to your children and somehow they go on a journey, and you don't really meet them, and somebody else raises them, and they are there, but you can see them clearly. You can see every move, and you love them beyond measure. How would you feel about it? And the answer, you'd be on the sideline. You'd be cheering with them and crying with them and trying to reach through the veil at them, perhaps, and saying, look, we're here, we're here, we're here. We're not apart from you. We're here. This is how it is. The creative source, indeed, is your home. This is a metaphor of how spirit, how God, how it works. And it works through that which is your soul. And we have said this before, and especially on these Healing Wednesdays, because the connection with your soul is the next step on the way to phenomenal healing, peace, longer life. And because of that, and what I have said, there are those who would say, yes, but what happened to prayer? We've told you, especially on the premiere show of these Healing Wednesdays, we told you that there would be layers of the onion on a human being, a metaphor that there are layers and layers of belief and ideas and things you've been taught and told and experienced that are now changing, and they're changing because of evolution of consciousness. You are starting to get revelations that are beyond and above what you're told. Now, there are some who simply say, no, that's not accurate. We're going to stick with everything spiritual we were told. And Kryon, you're now eliminating prayer. So let me tell you the truth. It's always been the truth. this prayer that you have right now is so simple compared to what it can be. Right now, it's a linear idea. You speak to Spirit. You hope Spirit's listening. You know it works. Prayer works. It always has. And all over the planet, there's prayer. So when you go into that healing circle, what is happening? I will tell you suddenly. It's a prayer that is so much stronger, but not just stronger. Suddenly you sit in the circle with Spirit. And instead of a prayer where you're starting to plea to their a source, perhaps that you're just believing is there, suddenly you are at the crux of it. And why? Because the soul is part of the Creator. Do you understand this? You are not apart from God any more than you are apart from your children. You realize that they carry part of your imprint wherever they go, your children. You might say they are made in your image. This is the same with the Creator. Your soul is part of that creative source, and it is part of you and the human. What are we saying here? When we get to the circle of 12, dear ones, we invite you to pray in any way that you want to, and you're going to find that prayer is not what it was. Suddenly you are in the middle of the energy that we talk about. Beautiful, this soul of yours. What we are telling you is that there is an evolution of energy that is spiritual on the planet. And it's not just for those who believe a certain way. It's for everyone. There will be these revelations of maturity for anyone, especially the old souls, the ones who've been here over and over. There will be these revelations obtainable, believing anything you want to, if you wish about who can and cannot receive. That is so linear. That's what humans do. They put God in boxes and say, you can have this, you can't have this, you're doing it wrong, you're doing it right. I'll tell you, when you get to that place where you step into the soul energy, all of you are equal. Every single one. There's no doctrine that says you can't do it because your soul is yours. You step into the closet. Nobody's going to take a soul from you. Even in death, they don't take a soul from you. You step into that closet and you pretend to be alone. You're not. You have the circle of 12. You have all of that, which is you. You're Akash. You have the loving ones on the other side of the veil who know you and are saying, we see you there in the closet. We've said this for years. You don't know what you don't know. There are still those who say, well, you're changing things a little too much from what I learned. The invitation is, let the onion be peeled from what you've been taught and what you think you know, the energies that you experience, perhaps to something bigger and grander, more beautiful and more pure. The love expands. The prayer gets stronger. All of the things that you love about God, all of the things that you now have gotten used to in this linear world are about to change and get stronger, better, pure, more loving, more compassionate. All of that because of this that you've gone through, this change, this shift that happened in 2012. The planet, again, is starting to evolve and become more mature. And the first ones that will receive that are the kind of consciousness that would watch a program like this, the old soul. Look at who subscribes to this particular program. It will be the ones who are interested, of course. And the interested ones start to feel a tug, a pull. And they say, I want a place where I can go every week and just sit and be safe and be loved. This is the crux of that which we have created that I told my partner to do. The channels, the circle, there'll be a similarity on purpose to every single Wednesday where we will invite you to come and sit for a while. And in that, there's a shield that goes up. Really, you can feel it. If you'll turn off perhaps all those things that might disturb you, the telephones, all the things that might ding and ring and and call for your attention. And there's a shield that starts to go up with intent that says, I want this to be a safe place. I want to go to a multidimensional place for a little while and sit and be loved. I want to sit with that which I know is inside my soul, which is the creative source of the universe. So I'll say it again. That which you think is inappropriately being changed is simply the onion being peeled. You got the first version. You got the children's story. As good as it was, dear ones, you are now graduating into a much larger area of knowledge, of love, of kindness, of appreciation, of what you really might have inside, which is a real strong conduit of prayer that you never had before. These Wednesdays are for you, and they will continue in their similarity to allow you to sit in the same place every single time and perhaps even meet new entities, energies, because as your onion starts to peel, every single time you show up, there will be new revelations, new things to be learned, the ha-ahs, the ahas of your life. That's what we're here for. That's the channeling of today. It's about you always. It's about the enhancements that you have to connect with the Creator in a way you never really even thought you could. And so it is.